It's quite a storm outside. No, I'm not just saying so. Look. I don't know if they're going to be able to make it up to the cabin tonight. I haven't gotten any messages from them for a few hours. I'm beginning to get a sneaking suspicion. It might just be you and me tonight. Well, I was just looking at the weather report and they're expecting more inches than a porn set. Oh, that was a bad joke. You're very generous for laughing at it. Well, at least we made it all the way up to the cabin before the storm hit, right? Thank you again for driving me up, by the way. Normally I'd ride up with the rest of my nephew's family. But, it was just too crowded this time, you know. You're such a good friend to him. I really appreciate you. You two have been friends for such a long time. It's so weird that I never met you until you guys started university. Guess I was just never around, huh? Well, you know I like to travel. My husband passed away many, many years ago. I went absolutely blonde with grief. It's a saying. Oscar Wilde. We married for money. Well, I married him for money. There's no shame in it. It was a different time. He wanted the freedom to go and do whatever he liked. And part of that required a wife. We were upfront with one another. There was never any deception on either side. We were best friends, just never in love. Have I ever been in love? Oh, that's a good question. I don't think I have. I'm more interested in sex. Maybe someday it'll be in the cards for me. Oh, shit. Well, there goes the power. I guess we really are in a snowstorm. Well, do we have any firewood? Usually we keep it in there. Let's see. I see that my brother has been taking great care of this cabin. Not a log in sight. We should be all right for a few hours. Usually the power doesn't go out for very long. A couple of hours at most. You look so nervous. Don't worry, we're gonna be fine. Here, we should stick close together, though. If that's all right with you. I know it might be a little weird, bunking up with your best friend's aunt. Please. You can call me by my first name, all right? Here. Under my arm. So that I can hold you. We should be conserving warmth. It's gonna be a long couple of hours before the generator comes back on. It's ancient, but it's reliable. I promise. More about me. I'd rather ask about you. You're the one living an exciting life right now. What are you getting your degree in again? Well, see? That's what I should have done. Gotten an education. Don't worry, it's not a rude question at all. Yes, we had children. You see, his father started getting suspicious that the marriage was a sham. And I wanted a baby. We were great parents, if I do say so myself. Or at least, my daughter is doing very well. She's studying abroad currently. And if I had to guess, I'd say she's also studying a few broads herself. She's like her father that way. Always getting into trouble. I'm very happy. A little lonely now. Empty nest and all that. More money than I know what to do with. I never have to work a day in my life. Every once in a while, I wish I just had someone I could spoil. And fuck the living daylights out, of course. I do miss that part. Maybe a nice young man like you. I'm sorry, that was inappropriate. I get a bit of a vibe off of you sometimes, though. Don't get flustered. It's all right. You'd be surprised at how much attention from men your age, women my age, get. For all of the things that they try to tell you when you're younger about your beauty fading as you get older, about people losing interest in you. The second that I... The second that I turn 40, I was beating young men off with a stick. Not that you'd know anything about that, right? Am I making you uncomfortable? Not in the way that I think. That's interesting. I'll have to ask you to expand on that later. For right now, take off your shirt. Please, I'm gonna take mine off too. Look, take a look at that thermometer over there. See how cold it is outside? You transfer heat better skin to skin. I won't make you strip down all the way, I promise. We can always get some blankets from the closet if you'd prefer. Yes, I think it's more fun this way, too. There we go. Much better, don't you think? I did say I was gonna take my shirt off. Is that all right with you? Well, of course, if it's for warming purposes. Thanks.
New sweater.
I think it looks much better on the ground, though. Oh, no, I guess I wasn't wearing a top underneath. Of course, I thought that there was going to be a roaring fire when we got in. My mistake. Here, come closer to me. I don't bite very hard. You're so adorable. You suddenly come over all shy. After you were flirting back and forth with me earlier. Oh, please. In the car. Just now. While we were putting things away in our rooms. Don't think I didn't catch you peeking through the door while I was changing. I'm telling you, you young men, you're not as subtle as you think you are. It's all right, I like it. The earnestness. And I also like how you get all slack-jawed when you see me do so much as take a deep breath. I guess I do kind of jiggle around when I do that. Or when I laugh. You're concentrating so hard to try to keep your eyes turned on my face. It's all right, you can look. Besides, it's warming you up, isn't it? We're probably gonna have the cabin to ourselves tonight, you know. There's gonna be too much snow for them to finish driving all the way up the mountain. And we're gonna have to find some creative way to keep warm. If you want to. I'm not doing anything. Just running my nails along your neck. You're getting goosebumps. Are you still cold? Do you want me to come a little closer? How about this close? Do you like that? What about this close? You're always free to tell me to fuck off, by the way. I won't take any offense. You're into it. Well, duly noted. think I had the sense to bring a little space heater. We could plug it into the wall, wait for the generator to come back on. Cuddle up under some blankets. Make sure we stay warm. I bet that my room would have a little more space than the couch. I don't think I've ever seen you move so quickly. Follow me then. Enjoying the view. I might be putting a little bit of sway into my hips just for you. Here we go. Big spoon or little spoon? Little spoon for now. All right. Here you go. Let's grab these. Pull them over us. And I'll just wrap my arms around you nice and tight. I bet you didn't expect me to get this close on this trip, did you? Are you all right? You feel really hot. Is there a problem? A little distracted, huh? I wonder what that's code for. Mind if I check it out? I think I have a little idea of what might be going on. If I let my nails scratch down your chest lightly like this, and dip into your waistband, I wonder what I would find there. Someone's excited. Do you want me to keep touching you? You're gonna have to say it a little louder. I need to know that you want it. I'll take care of you then. To keep you warm, of course, right? That's the only reason you want to keep going, right? I've changed my mind from before. I think I am gonna need you to take everything off. There you go. You can just shove the rest of your clothes off of the bed. There you go. And I'll do the same. have you hold me for a bit. My ass is starting to feel too cold. I need you to rub your cock against it. And maybe... maybe in a bit, I'll let you slide it inside of me. How does that sound? So agreeable. I like being little spoon too. Especially when I feel a nice hard cock pressing into me from behind. Have you ever fucked someone like this? Just cuddling. So easy for it to turn into something more naughty. Feeling my hand reach in between both of our legs. Pulling your cock forward so that you can rub against the entrance of my pussy. Feeling just how easy it would be to slip in between my folds. Is that what you want? Do you want to fuck me? Then let me just push back into you a little bit and... fuck. Take this as someone with a lot of experience. You have a very nice cock. I got pretty excited when I felt it. While I was holding you a couple of minutes ago. I really did just mean to tease you a bit, but... when I felt you in my hand... I knew I had to at least try to get you inside me tonight. Slow down. Slow down. Just enjoy it. The feel of me rocking my hips against you. How hot and wet my pussy is against your cock. I could keep you warm like this all night if you wanted me to. Especially with all of those delicious little noises you make. And I'm barely getting started. Here. I don't want your hands to get cold. Why don't you unhook my bra? I've seen you eyeing my tits the entire drive up here.
Yes, they're real.
You'd think by my age I'd have had some work done, but it's good genetics, I guess. I'm serious. Squeeze them if you don't believe me. I'm very blessed, thank you. Now, why don't you just keep playing with those while I take... what I want from your cock. You're just perfect. Yes. Yes, there you go. Thrust into me like that. Fuck, that feels good. Don't get distracted, cutie. Keep playing with them. Unless you want to let one of your hands drift down and play with my clit. I wouldn't object to that. You're quick, steady. Learning how to follow directions. Oh, I'm sure that you're great at following directions. I'm gonna see just how much here in a minute. But for right now, I want you to pound that spot that you've been hitting. There you go. Fuck. Fuck. Harder. Harder. There you go. That's what I wanted. Don't stop, don't change up. Just don't go softer, don't go harder, just like that. Fuck, I'm gonna go. Oh, fuck yes. Here, let's change positions. Come on. I want to make you feel good too. Oh, I can tell that you feel good. But not so good as you're going to feel in a minute. Climb over me. Mm. I promise I won't tease you much more. You've done so well for me, making me feel so good, keeping me warm. In a minute, I want you to bury yourself inside me, and I want you to fuck me as fast and as hard as you need to. But you will not come. Got it? Because I want you to come all over these tits you've been admiring. I just felt you throb in my hand thinking about that. Does that excite you? I take it you like my plan then. Come on then, cutie. Fuck me. There you go. No need to hold yourself back. Trust me. I can take whatever you give me. There you go. Doing so fucking well. Fuck, you feel so fucking good. Just a perfect fucking cock. More, harder, harder. There you go. I'm gonna teach you a little trick. I'm gonna wrap my legs around you, like this. I want you to grab onto the headboard. It gives you more leverage. Fuck! Watching your eyes roll into the back of your head is such... so fucking hot. Remember, no coming. I want you to paint my tits white with your cum. So hold yourself back just enough. Like you're pounding way inside of my pussy. I can practically see you starting to lose control. Fuck. It's somehow fucking hot and adorable at the same time. I think I could really get used to the way that you look when you're about to come. Don't you want to come for me? Don't you want to come all over my tits? Have I teased you enough? Have you felt enough of this hot, wet little pussy? That you want to paint my tits with your cum? Fuck. I'm gonna have to let you come inside me next time. But for right now, I can feel you fucking throbbing. Pull out of me, pull out of me. Let me kneel underneath you. There you go. Stroke your cock over me. While I lift these huge tits up to you. These tits, you know that you shouldn't be looking at. But you know you shouldn't want to come all over. But you need to, don't you? Come on, it's all right. I can tell how badly you need to fucking cover me with your cum. So much. You're a lot naughtier than I thought. Aren't you? Fuck, that is fucking sexy. Me talking about how much you shouldn't. Just made you need to come more. You all right? You're shaking. It's all right. Here. Grab me a towel. They're right over there.
You look like a little baby fawn walking like that.
Wobbly legs. Thank you, dear. There we go, all cleaned up. Come here. I still need to cuddle you, of course. Yes. There we go. You are incredible. You know that? Thank you. Years of practice. Oh! Looks like the generator's back on. Told you it wouldn't be long. Of course I'll still cuddle you. And the other ways of keeping you warm. Anytime you want, cutie. Besides, I still have so many more things to teach you.